Hello,
my name is Eli Acevedo. I am from Granby, Colorado. My major is pre-nursing, and I am a first-generation student, and I go by he, him, his.
Hi, I'm Yoselin Melendez. I am also a first-generation student here at UNC. My pronouns are she, her, hers, and my major is criminal justice with a minor in psychology and Mexican-American studies. I was born in Aspen, Colorado, and I was raised in Carbondale, Colorado. This is our archive interview for English 122.
So to start off, why, Yosi, did you choose to come to UNC?
I chose to come to UNC because I wanted a place where it was kind of far from home, but not too far away. That way I could still go visit family if I was ever missing them a lot. And it's just the school is not too big and not too small, and it really interested me.
And what expectations do others have for you attending college?
Definitely, with me being the first person in my family to come to college, the expectations are very high, and my parents just want me to do good and to graduate and to succeed, and I do too. So yeah, what made you come to UNC?
I just wanted to stay in state. I didn't want to be far away from home, and it's pretty close to where I live, so I can just drive home whenever I want, and that's really nice. I don't get homesick because I visit family a lot. And like for my expectations others have for me attending college, it's like really high because everyone thought I wouldn't go to college. I was saying to everyone that I wasn't going to go to college, but then it turns out I did. So that was a surprise for everyone. And now I have to set the standard and bar to like graduate from college. What were your first impressions of college and the people you met?
Definitely my first impression was I really liked it, especially because I am in the CHE program, and we did like a week before like classes started, we moved in a week earlier, and we did like this program that's called like Connections, and that's where like I've met most of my friends now, and they toured the school for us, and it was really fun. And now like I made a really strong friendships, and the people I met are amazing. What were your first impressions and the people you met?
Yeah, I really liked coming to college for the first day, because like we were here a week earlier because of the connection program, and that really helped me settle in better, and the program helped me make friends sooner, so that really helped me settle in, get fit in, and then just have friends to like walk to classes and stuff like that. So that really helped me in college. And like, what about the hardest thing that you had to adjust to at college?
Definitely the hardest thing was living on my own and figuring out like finances, what I was gonna eat, and like just holding myself accountable and like knowing my limits of how much freedom I can give myself, because that's definitely back at home my parents were more on the stricter side, so I had like someone to control like my freedom. And now coming here, I was like basically I could do whatever I want, and so it was pretty hard to just be on my own and be an adult. But yeah, what's the hardest thing that you had to adjust to in college?
Yeah, it was definitely living on my own, because you don't know how I spend money or mm-hmm. how I would get money, because like I don't even have a job yet. And we'll see if I get a job next year. Because, like, it's really hard to adjust. I have to settle in. I think I'm still settling in. So it's pretty hard to find a job and do classes at the same time. It's basically money for me. But, yeah, that's the difficult part. And what was it like starting college during a pandemic? And what were the challenges for you?
Starting college during a pandemic was difficult for me because, and it still is pretty difficult because the last like couple years of high school, I was fully online, and so I kind of forgot what it really was to be in person and to be around other people and, you know, like group discussions and like having big exams. It was definitely really hard to go back to that after like work was more lenient in high school towards the end, and I'm still adjusting. But yeah, how have you felt starting college during a pandemic, and what have been your challenges?
It's been all right, because like for my high school years, we never went online, so it was rare if we did. Because I live in a small town, we didn't really get exposed that much to the pandemic, so we wouldn't, the schools wouldn't shut down that quickly, and we just wore masks, which really sucked because you couldn't breathe for the first few days when it started, and you had to wear them all day during class, and you just couldn't pull your mask down, or you always had to have them on. And for college, it's the same thing, the masks, because like you can't breathe and you have to have them on during class in the buildings. But the good thing is that you can take them off when you're outside and stuff like that, eating. It's very lenient here, but that's my challenges, mask mandates. What are you looking forward to most during your time here at UNC?
I'm definitely looking forward to being involved within the community inside the campus and also outside and with the community of Greeley, because I have, with just the short amount of time I've been here, my first semester, I have met a lot of new people in different groups. Like I've gotten to know about multicultural sororities, and I'm currently involved with the Rainbow Coalition, which is more based with like the whole community, not just the college itself. And it's been really great. We've been able to have conversations about issues that are going on in the world, and I've been able to discuss it with other people and expand my mindset and my knowledge, which has been really good. And I hope that I can continue doing that like further on into my years of college. And yeah, what have you been, or what are you looking forward to your time in UNC?
I'm just looking forward to graduating. Like, it's my first year, but I want to graduate college in my 4 years, and then I'll see where my life takes me. Because, like, I say I'm not going to join frats. I don't think I will. So we'll see what happens in the future. I want to make more friends, meet new people, have new experiences. That's why I came to college, to have new experiences and just, like, live on my own, experience that. But how was your first night away from home?
Definitely, I would say it wasn't as bad as I thought. You know, of course, the like small bed was much different than at home. You know, I'm like comfortable at home, so I was in a new space, but I didn't feel like, I didn't get homesick right away. So it wasn't, the first night wasn't too bad. And also, especially because I had mentioned before, we were in the Connections program. And so we were just having a lot of fun, and my mindset was not on how much I missed my parents and stuff. And it was more of like the time that I was spending within the program. But yeah, what was your first night like away from home?
I didn't even struggle. Right as my parents left me, I was happy. Because I was happy to have a new experience, to live away from home, and I was surprisingly not homesick at all, because like I knew I could just drive home if I wanted to, and yeah, it was pretty good, and I was living on my own until my roommate came, but that's all right, we're all right. Do you have a favorite memory of college so far?
I definitely feel like every day I make so many new memories. Every day is very different here in college. Like, I do something different, and because, like, my day is very busy, and there's just so much to do here. But so far, I definitely would say my favorite memories has just been spending time with my friends here, whether it's doing homework, surprisingly, because we do at the, like, if I think about it, like, we do have a lot of fun, even if we're just doing homework, and we've been able to go to concerts and just, like, have a good college experience together, and any memory with my friends has been a good one so far.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. Every day is new. Every day is different. Even though, like, we have a set schedule and you go to the same classes, not every day, but every day, you still do different things every day. At the end of the day, you do homework. You either go hang out with friends, go out to eat, go to the city and do stuff. It's always different, and it's really fun to do that. So you always get new memories. And so far, I don't have a favorite memory because, like, there's so many good ones.
Yeah.
Do you have passions or extracurricular interests?
My passions, for sure, have been playing tennis, and I have been able to actually have a work study that's related to tennis, which is helping at the Boys and Girls Club here at the Paul Center in Greeley. And basically, we just work with little kids and help them learn, like, the basics of tennis, which has been really good. Other extracurricular interests would be, like I mentioned earlier, the Rainbow Coalition. We meet every Thursdays, and we're able to learn more about stuff happening around us, which has been something that has interested me more. And I was interested before, like, coming to college, and I was passionate about making a change around me. But now that I've met a group of people that feels the same way, it's made that passion even stronger. But yeah, what have been your passions and extracurricular interests?
So I'm a really lazy person. I don't do extracurricular stuff. I hate sports. So I won't do sports in college, for sure. Passions, I don't know if you call this a passion, but I just want to get into the nursing program, get really good grades on my classes so I can get admitted into the program. That's what I call my passion. Yeah, that's really much it for me. And, like, a thing I have, what I'm worried about right now is, again, getting into the nursing program. Like, I'm not failing, but doing bad in my classes right now, so I have to raise those. It's almost the end of the semester, which really sucks because it's even harder to raise your grades. And then you have finals coming up, which is even harder. You have to study. So many exams. It's really difficult at this time. Are you worried about anything right now?
For me, I definitely am worried about my grades. And I would say I'm doing really good in my classes as of now, but I'm still worried about, I'm hoping to get at least, like, all A's in my classes this first semester, and that way I can set, like, an expectation for myself for the future years, and I can start off strong. So that's something I've just been worried about, is if I would not get the grade I want in a class. But I think with the determination and perseverance, we'll definitely get there. And with the support of my peers, it definitely has helped so far, and I know that it'll keep helping me. And yeah, just talking to my teachers and staying connected will also be something that'll help me achieve this goal.
Yeah. So to end this, let's end with a bigger picture. What do you want to do for a living?
Well, ever since I was little, I've always been interested with the criminal justice field. That's something that's never changed. But within it, I've first wanted to be a police officer, and then as I grew up, I was like, I need to dream bigger, and I wanted to be a lawyer. But then as I, like, graduated high school and entered college, I was like, that is a lot of schooling, and it's definitely takes a lot of dedication for that, and a lot of time of your life. So I've been second guessing that, and I've actually been very interested in maybe becoming like an FBI agent or a private investigator, something along those lines has also been on my mind, and I think that's what I want to do in the future. But yeah, what do you want to do for a living?
Hopefully graduate. I'm stuck with school, so I really need to graduate. I really want to go into the medical field. Like, if I'm not able to get into the nursing program, I still want to do something in the medical field. I want to help lives. I want to help people. That's all I want to do. I just want to help people, mostly in the medical field. And that's what I want to do. Like, yeah. So thank you for listening.